The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we'd like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks, as always, for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Hashtag Narn Show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And by the way, feel free to go to facebook.com and do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And we do have our live stream up and running. I'm waving to the camera right now. So, yeah, that means we are live and in studio today. Yeah, it is Thanksgiving weekend, but the Northern Alliance Radio Network, we soldier on. Mitch was live yesterday. I am live today. So, yeah, call in 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. Hope you all had a very blessed Thanksgiving holiday. It's kind of that time of year where we take an inventory of all of the things in life that we have to give thanks for. And I, as a prayerful person, every morning during my prayers, give thanks to the Lord for his abundant blessings. I always say he's blessed us exceedingly abundantly above what we could think or ask. So But I am curious, and, you know, I always like to get the listeners involved in the broadcast, first and foremost. But I'm going to take this segment, and an additional segment if need be, to ask you about, you know, now that Thanksgiving's kind of in the rearview mirror, and, you know, you hopefully had a good time with your family, and you know, particularly when you're having a nice feast Thanksgiving Day, you kind of stand back and say, wow, how blessed we are to have this just incredible meal with our loving family. And, you know, I don't like those little memes or chanting points or what have you that people post on social media about, here's how to deal with your conservative uncle regarding the Biden administration. Here's some chanting points from the Biden White House on how to rebut their talking points, their false assertions about the Biden administration. I mean, you know, I'm trying to be gracious here, but bleep you people, okay? Stop trying to sow discourse on a holiday where we are supposed to be thankful and supposed to take the opportunity to be thankful for all the things you have. I mean, Robert Reich, the former garden gnome of the Clinton administration, is, you know, talking about Thanksgiving is basically a white supremacist holiday. You know, I'm tired of that garbage. So don't. Just tune out those people. They're not worthy to be listened to. And can you imagine how miserable some of these people are to put this drivel on Twitter and other social media platforms? I mean, it's almost as if they have miserable home lives themselves and maybe they want to spread the misery. I don't know. But anyways, I digress. Kind of one of the longstanding traditions that people have had when it comes to the Thanksgiving holiday, of course, the day after Thanksgiving. People put Thanksgiving in the rearview mirror, start looking to Christmas. Okay, it's about a month to Christmas. Let's get some Christmas shopping done. Let's get our Christmas tree put up and then do some shopping. And I've never been into the Black Friday stuff where you get up at O-Dark 30 and stand in line at your favorite retail store for when it opens at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., however early it opens, and then rush to get in the sales. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Santa Bear craze or the Cabbage Patch Dog craze. Yeah, I'm that old. This was like the mid to late 80s this took place, where you saw news footage of these parents like bum rushing the entrances and practically stampeding each other like it was festival seating at a rock concert to get these Santa Bears or these Cabbage Patch dolls, which were at a premium, being sold at a, you know, there weren't a lot of them available. It's almost as if these retail stores were deliberately understocking these items so as to get people to shop other places in the stores. Like, oh, doggone it, the Cabbage Patch dolls, the Santa Bears are completely sold out. Hey, let's get the other items. Let's go look at some other items. Almost like kind of a bait and switch type thing. I know bait and switch is technically illegal, but you know, there's a way to game the system, I guess. This is just pure speculation on my part. Okay, I never worked in retail. Didn't want any part of that mess, even when I was in high school. But what I think of that, and I think of the proud tradition of people even camping in line overnight, you know, where they set up a mini tent in front of, like, you know, just throw out a big retailer, a Best Buy. I get it. Shopping has changed with the advent of the internet in the early 20s, particularly in the early 21st century when it was more ubiquitous. I mean, the internet was around since the 1990s, but it really became ubiquitous like in the late 90s. And then, of course, once the calendar flipped over to the new millennium. So I get it. It's changed a little bit, but there were still people within the last few years who like to camp outside of it, like a Best Buy, and take advantage of these sales. And I came across an interesting headline in the Star Tribune over the weekend, where it says holiday shopping returned to a lower key normal this Black Friday. And it talked about stores and malls were busy all around the Twin Cities, but long lines and crowd crushes are no longer a thing. And I have to be honest, I kind of got a little reminiscent about what it was like over the past decade or two about people camping out. I thought they were crazy to do this, but you know what? It was kind of a time-honored tradition for some people. Well, now, really not so much. Again, this is from the Star Tribune. For many Minnesotans, Black Friday felt like a lot like it did before the pandemic. There were hardly any masks, no capacity rules, no distance signs, and no glass between kids and Santa Claus. But in a lot of ways, Black Friday was also no longer the frenzied marathon it was in the decade before the pandemic. With so many sales begun weeks ago, the early morning doorbusters and long lines of shoppers were mostly gone. Inflation was top of mind, and many buyers talked about sticking to budgets. I definitely want a good deal, said Julie Nestle of Chanhassen as she headed into Scheel's store at Eden Prairie Center shortly before 7 a.m. If it's not a good deal, I won't buy it. Nestle and her daughter-in-law arrived at the Scheel's store as it opened to look for ideas for their outdoorsy husbands and to get the good deals before they were gone. But at Southdale Center in Edina, the state's oldest shopping mall, there were only 20 cars in the parking lot of Macy's when the mall's general manager, Judy Tullis, arrived shortly before its 6 a.m. opening. The way people shop has definitely changed, she said. Macy's has their Black Friday deals all week, so there was no incentive to come at 6 a.m. Okay, I see how they're doing this now. So they're starting it before Black Friday. So now, I guess, there isn't as much incentive to camp out overnight. You know, that's how some used to do it. Well, like to get tickets to a concert. You know, I remember this vividly, where you would camp out in line, and it was literal days. It's particularly if it was a huge musical act. People would camp if the tickets started on sale, like say on a Thursday, people would start camping out Tuesday evening. That's no exaggeration. I remember the good old St. Paul Civic Center. But now it's the XL Energy Center. But back in the days when it was the St. Paul Civic Center, back in the 20th century, yeah, I'm that old, 1970s, 80s, and 90s. people used to camp out for days. And when all those tickets were sold in a flash, then, you know, the musical act may start a get a second show, offer up a second show. But now they're kind of taking that novelty away if they start their sales earlier in the week. Then there really is no incentive to camp out overnight, say, on Thanksgiving night after you've, you know, had your Thanksgiving nap after the tryptophan coma, you know. Then people would get in line. Oh, but that seems to be gone. And I got to admit, I got a little reminiscent for that because I just enjoyed the footage, if you will, because that was always a big news story, is they would interview these people getting in line starting at, you know, sometimes 8, 9 o'clock at night. And so they'd camp out in their tents for 10, 12 hours, whatever it was. And for me, it was just a human interest story. I love the human interest side of it because it's like, what makes these people tick that they're willing to do this? You know, is it a way to maybe once their loved one opens the gift, do they kind of, I don't know, heap that on top of it? Maybe it's called shaming. I don't know. It's like, you have any idea what I had to do to get you that gift? Well, let me tell you, I camped out in my little tent, 10 degrees overnight. Snow started to fall early morning just to get in and to get that gift. I mean, did people play that card too? Where they were telling their loved one what they went through to get that gift? Because I think that sounds kind of tacky, to be perfectly honest. You know, if I have a loved one who asks, you know, if I give them a gift and say, oh my gosh, how were you able to get your hands on this? You know, I might share the anecdote, but it certainly never entailed me camping out overnight in order to get up early to get it. So these are, you know, again, these are traditions that are kind of being, you know, stripped away thanks to modern technology, because now what's the big thing after Thanksgiving weekend? Cyber Monday, right? It's the first Monday back at work. Well, people aren't very productive typically after they've had a 4-day weekend. It takes a while to kind of get back in the flow of things and the flow of your workplace. And if your workplace has internet access, which most offices do now, you're going to maybe browse a little bit. Whether it's your favorite, you know, retail websites, obviously Amazon is the big one, but, you know, specific stores that tailor to your needs, you're going to maybe browse for a little bit or maybe browse during lunch to find all the best deals, and you don't have to wait in line or anything like that. And so, yeah, the human interest aspect of it is taken away, but it's obviously technology makes things that much more efficient. So now, you know, I hate to sound like one of those people, but kids today, they don't have an appreciation of what my generation, Gen X, had gone through in order to find the best deals for Christmas. You know, I mean, again, I can't emphasize enough, I was never that person who liked to camp out or get up terribly early. I mean, I slept until 9:30 on Friday. You know, so I was not getting up early. And that's how I have always been, even when I was back in school, you know, whether it's high school or college. If I was getting a long weekend, 4-day weekend, you better believe I'm going to sleep in late on Friday and Saturday. So, but I just thought this was interesting how, you know, it's starting to come back a little bit, obviously, now that the pandemic has waned, you know, particularly in 2020. You know, when it was this time 2 years ago where we started to get another spike in COVID cases, and people were just out of the abundance of caution, didn't go out. And last year, things got back to more normal now that, you know, vaccines were more readily available and people weren't comfortable going out unless they got one. Well, now that we know more today, now that we know more about vaccines, and some people are thinking, boy, had I known is what I did. Had I known now then what I know now about vaccines, I probably wouldn't have done it at all. The mindset has definitely changed, and it's pretty much olly, olly, oxen free. But speaking of that, there are some elements, particularly the president of the United States, who is still looking at COVID as a national emergency and is making policy decisions based on that, despite the fact just 2 months ago he declared the pandemic over. Well, as is so often with the Biden administration, they have to walk back a lot of the things that he says. So, yeah, we'll get into some stories about that, and we'll be available to take your phone calls as well. 651-289-4488, that is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And remember, we have the live stream up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, so feel free to leave a comment or question there as well. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Local Business Owner, do you get calls from multiple digital marketing firms trying to sell you the quick fix to your marketing challenges? Maybe you've bought the latest tactic that some hotshot sold you and you're wondering where your results are. The problem is, you know you need to market your business, but trusting a partner, well, that's been a challenge. Our solution for many local business owners is through our digital marketing solutions, Salem Surround. Salem Surround is unique because we're based on the same guiding principles that Salem Media is. We actually care about our clients and we're accountable to our results. The same care that we deliver our radio content to you is the same we do with all our digital marketing services. So reach out to us at SalemSurround.com today and we'll consult with you about your individual needs and create a customized plan to actually do what you need your investment to do. That's SalemSurround.com, a full-service digital marketing solution for your business.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So yeah, they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee. So you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing, and joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now and start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your healthcare. Call now, 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE, 844-55-BIBLE.
Thousands of young people are dying from counterfeit prescription drugs laced with lethal doses of fentanyl. Just one counterfeit pill laced with fentanyl can kill. Visit onepillkilled.org to learn more.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Yes, we are live and in studio on this Thanksgiving weekend, and here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N-Show. And you can also check us out on our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where we do have the live stream up and running. And as always, our good friend Wild Wilson checks in and says hello, and hello back, Wild, down in Texas. And I don't feel like I can adequately get the show started until Wild gives us God's blessings on We Patriots America. So God bless you down there, Wild Wilson, and God bless Texas. Am I right? Yeah. So we appreciate you tuning in. And again, hope you all had a great Thanksgiving weekend. It's not over yet. The weekend is still going on. But as you ease back into the work week tomorrow, and of course it being Cyber Monday, I might do some shopping. Who's to say? I already got one gift ordered. I took advantage of online shopping before Cyber Monday. But, you know, it's a nice, definitely a nice outlet to have, no doubt about it. But I do want to pick up where I left off at the end of last segment, talking about the president of the United States continuing to use to COVID as a reason to, well, basically enact emergency powers. Does that sound familiar? That's a lot of what was going on, at the state level. So, Spencer, if we have that ready. Cut number one. This was the president of the United States basically talking about how he is circumventing a lower court's ruling on stopping his student debt cancellation. I'm using cancellation in scare quotes. So, Spencer, if we have that ready, this is cut number one.
Folks, I want to give you an update on my student debt relief plan. As Americans continue to recover from the pandemic, my administration has been working to provide student debt relief to millions of working and middle-class families across the country. But Republican special interests and elected officials sued to deny this relief, even for their own constituents. But I'm completely confident my plan is legal. But right now, it's on hold because of these lawsuits. We're not going to back down, though, in our fight to give families breathing room. That's why the Department of Justice is asking the Supreme Court of the United States to rule on the case. But it isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student debt payments while the courts consider the lawsuit. For that reason, the Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later than June 30, 2023, which would give the Supreme Court an opportunity to hear the case in its current term. Payments will resume 60 days after the pause ends. I'm never going to apologize for helping working class and middle class families recover from the economic crisis created by the pandemic. And I'll continue working to make government work to deliver for all Americans, for all Americans. This is important.
Okay, he seems pretty confident that the Supreme Court is going to rule in his favor. Did you notice one thing that he said in that little diatribe is like Republicans and special interests voted to deny this relief, you know, because they're cold-hearted and they don't want working families to benefit. That's the way he spun it, right? Or that was the implication in his little diatribe there. Well, no, they sued to deny it because these are fiscal matters and you can't make fiscal policy by executive fiat. That's the reason they sued to deny it. Is because if they allow this to go, then what's to say that any executive going forward makes even more egregious decisions via executive fiat? So that was the whole reason behind it. And so now, in order to circumvent the court's ruling, because the federal court ruled, no, sorry, this can't go forward, and it was even reported that the administration wasn't even taking applications anymore to have student loans forgiven. And oh, by the way, who is this going to most adversely affect? It's going to adversely affect lower middle class and even lower class workers, those who didn't go to college. Because when you cancel student debt, it doesn't just go away. Okay, this is the federal government that are guaranteeing these student loans, which is why the banks are willing to give them out like candy, is because they knew if people defaulted on these, the federal government would back them. So guess what? If these debt is being canceled, well, the lenders still got to get their money. Well, how are they going to get their money? From the federal government. Where's the federal government getting money? From the taxpayers. And yet you get a bunch of idiots out there who say, well, you know, the federal government just prints more money. Yeah, because that's done real well for us the last couple of years, 2.5 years, $5.5 trillion or whatever it is in the name of mitigating the pandemic, the emergency. How's inflation looking these days? How are gas prices looking? Gas prices are looking a little bit better now, thankfully. But people are still getting sticker shock just going to the grocery store. But he's circumventing the court's rulings by citing the HEROES Act. If you remember this was passed by Congress a couple of years after 9/11. And this authorizes the Secretary of Education to waive or modify any requirement or regulation applicable to student financial assistance programs under Title IV of the Higher Education Act of 1965 as deemed necessary with respect to an individual who is serving on active duty during a war or other military operation or national emergency, is performing qualifying National Guard duty during a war, operation, or emergency, resides or is employed in an area that is declared a disaster area by federal, state, or local official in connection with a national emergency, or suffered direct economic hardship as a result of war or other military operation or national emergency. So what the president is doing here is he's saying, look, my Secretary of Education, in this case, Secretary Cardona, he has the authority to do this under the HEROES Act, which was passed back in 2003-2004 timeframe. Due to a national emergency. What's a national emergency? Well, the pandemic. The pandemic you declared was over 2 months ago? So it's back on again? Am I understanding this? You remember that 60 Minutes interview back in September? Yeah, it was just a little more than 2 months ago, where he was walking with Scott Pelley at the Detroit Auto Show, and Scott Pelley asked him point blank, is the pandemic over? The president said the pandemic is over. You know, we still have an issue with COVID and whatnot, but the pandemic is over. And isn't it amazing? The fact checkers for a year and a half had been in a deep slumber, but the millisecond President Biden said the pandemic is over, you had the Washington Post. Oh, time out, Mr. President. Time out, Mr. President. The Washington Post, the next day, came out with an opinion piece by its editorial board saying, no, President Biden, pandemic is not over. And here's an excerpt from that piece. Mr. Biden has not ended the official pandemic emergency. When the official emergency ends, some 15 million will lose Medicaid coverage. The reason for a student loan repayment pause will end. The rationale for Trump-era border restrictions still held in place by a court will disappear. All this policy transition must not be done carelessly or hastily. So they've given up the game. And again, this is more a confirmation than a revelation. I mean, a lot of us already knew this. The jig was up. The pandemic was over. People had moved on with their lives. Okay? Just look at all these sporting events that took place. You know, how stadiums are packed. Concerts are packed. The jig is up. But yet the president declaring the pandemic over, they say, whoa, you can't, pandemic can't be over because, you know, the stuff in the goodie bag will dry up. Specifically, student loan repayment. So the president is saying that the national emergency he is declaring has to do with the COVID pandemic, and that is why he's putting a pause on student loan repayments. And again, that seems like something that could be brought before a federal court as well, to say, yeah, that seems to be a pretty thin interpretation of the HEROES Act, Mr. President. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. And again, take your phone calls, 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And don't forget, the live stream is up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-719-5491. 800-719-5491. That's 800-719-5491. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code S-A-L-E-M. Use code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. relieffactor.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488, that's the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARN Show, that's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And we do have the live stream up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. So feel free to check in there as well, leave a comment or question, or just watch the program, whatever you so desire. Thank you as always for tuning in. Continuing to talk about, this is an abuse of emergency powers. This is what it's boiling down to. I mean, this is no longer, by any rational definition, an emergency. And you wonder, I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but you were wondering why there were breathless articles occasionally appearing before the midterm elections, particularly about a monkeypox outbreak, which, whatever happened to that? Serious question, whatever happened to that? We were supposed to be we were supposed to be on our toes, being on the lookout for that. And when you dared point out that something like that is specific to individuals who engage in promiscuous sex, all of a sudden you were implied to be a bigot. Or a homophobe, okay? See how that game's being played? Oh, we're going to have a lot more than that in the next hour. Don't fear not. But they were also talking about new COVID strains and everything else. You want to know why that was? Well, here it is. Charles C.W. Cook at National Review talks about that the president is abusing his emergency powers and Congress must take them away. First, we'll cite a CNN story. The Biden administration is yet again extending the pause on federal student loan payments, a benefit that began in March 2020 to help people who were struggling financially due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program is tied up in the courts. Officials had told borrowers the forgiveness program, which is worth up to $20,000 in debt relief per borrower, would be implemented before loan payments were set to resume in January. The payment pause will last until 60 days after the litigation is resolved. If the problem has not been implemented, or if the program, excuse me, has not been implemented and the litigation has not been resolved by June 30, payments will resume 60 days after that, according to the Department of Education. And here's an aside. If that indeed is the case and the litigation has not been resolved by June 30, watch the president say, Get ready to start making your payments again in 2 months. And your best course of action in making your student loan payments will be to get vaccinated. I'm being facetious. Or am I? I mean, seriously, that seems to be the thing that the president uses as an elixir for everything. Like, remember the hurricane when people were evacuating Florida during the last round of hurricanes? Your best course of action to be prepared is to get vaccinated. Anyways, I digress. This is from Charles C.W. Cook at National Review. The yet again regarding the pause on federal student loan payments is well deserved. Payments on federal student loans have now been paused for 2.5 years across two presidencies on the grounds that A, we are in the middle of an emergency, and B, this emergency is materially hurting borrowers. At one point, this was arguable, albeit in my estimation, unconvincing. Now, it is a joke. At this stage, the measure no longer represents a pause, but a policy, and the emergency no longer resembles an emergency, but an excuse. At the first opportunity, Congress must bring an end to the ruse. Unlike with his flagrantly illegal attempt to cancel, read transfer, student loan debt, President Biden does have the statutory authority to defer student loan repayments in case of emergency. But that authority relies entirely on there being an extant emergency in the first place, and as the president himself has conceded, that emergency no longer exists. Yeah, that was, again, that was the 60 Minutes interview he gave where he essentially said the pandemic was over. Look, Congress voted on this. The Senate overwhelmingly, with bipartisan support, I think it was like 62-36, voted to take away the president's emergency powers. But, of course, the House, led by Nancy Pelosi, was never going to approve of it. But now with this new Congress, the Republicans having the majority in the House and the Senate basically will have essentially the same makeup, you know, will that opportunity come about to take away his emergency powers? That has to be the situation here. And this is why, you know, again, this is a whole nother segment for another day. I don't want to expand on this too much, but this is why people just are just so overwrought over presidential elections. The president, you know, while our head of state and our chief executive, the office was never supposed to have that kind of paramount importance, where they're basically acting like a monarchy. But because Congress has been so derelict in its duty and abdicated its responsibilities, this is where we're at, and they have to take it back. And, you know, again, I get sick and tired of the chanting point every congressional candidate, Congress is broken. Congress is broken. But you know what? It's broken. And they need to start reasserting their authority, their proper authority in the constitutional order. That has to happen. We do have a phone call on line one now. Larry is checking in, I believe, from Bloomington. Go ahead, Larry. You're on the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Hey, Brad. Happy belated Turkey Day to you and your family.
You as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A couple of things. You know, we talk about gas prices now, and it cracks me up. People saying gas prices are lower. And, in fact, there's two things. One, gas prices at this time of year when it's winter and the kids are back in school, if you just follow gas prices for the last 40 years, I'm an old nerd, so I do that, you'll see that they rise and fall based on the demand. You know,
sure.
we don't make more gasoline, you know. We make the same amount of gas, but people are using less gas now than they were. And so naturally the price falls, right, in the wintertime. And so what does Biden do? He, before the midterms, he goes out and taps into the strategic oil preserve,
mm-hmm.
and starts draining that down to really dreadfully low, scary levels. And even though we don't have an emergency, he did that intentionally to artificially prop up or keep lower, in this case,
right,
the price of gasoline. And so now that he's drained it to where it's dangerous and he's stopped draining it, the gas prices are still going down a little bit, but it's only because demand has fallen across the country, not because of some wonderful thing that this guy's done.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Appreciate the phone call. That's an excellent point. You know, this needs to be brought up. Remember when President Trump wanted to replenish the reserves for just this very situation if they got dangerously low, and he was blocked by Congress? And this was back when it was like $25 a barrel for oil. Now it's like, what, $70 a barrel? So it's going to be a heck of a lot more expensive to start replenishing these reserves now that they've gotten so low. And he's exactly right. And appreciate the call, Larry. You're exactly right. This was just to keep prices artificially low. And again, gallon gas still like $3.20, $3.30, something along those lines on January 6th. We all remember what happened on January 6th. Gas was like $1.68. Now, to be fair, we were still in the midst of a difficult time with the pandemic, and demand was absurdly low because a lot of people were, if they were working at home. Okay, so yeah, so that $1.68 was outside the norm as well. But still, even during President Trump's era, it rarely got over $3. Okay, even at its worst. So you say what you want about President Trump, and my listeners know I've had plenty to say about him. That was one thing that we seemed to have under control. We had that energy independence, and that's a national security issue, too. So something to keep an eye upon. I'll tell you what, Spencer, I'm going to take an early break here. When we come back, I'm on to address the mainstream media. Finally, I just think of Bruce Willis when he busted out the window in Nakatomi Plaza to try to get the cops' attention. Welcome to the party, pal. Yeah, we're going to welcome the MSM to the party as they finally have discovered the Hunter Biden laptop. That only took about 2 years. Back in with one final segment this hour with me, Brad Carlson, the closer of the Thanksgiving weekend edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Yeah.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280, The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's not over. Unplanned pregnancies still happen. I'm Marianne Koharski, director of Pro-Life Across America. In my 30-plus years, I've never seen such a concerted attempt to silence our efforts and at a time when it's most needed. There's a powerful effort to prevent and block our pro-life messages. Our billboards, social media, and digital ads are all impacted. Our messages feature a hotline number connecting callers with more than 3,000 pregnancy support centers across America, offering alternatives to abortion, free ultrasound, and pregnancy assistance. Babies' lives are being saved. The need still exists. It really does. And Pro-Life Across America needs your help. Please find us at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org.
Did you know I could suck my thumb before I was born?
Yep, we all started small.
This is Dennis Prager from Mathnasium, the Math Learning Center. As you know, I prefer clarity to agreement. Being able to understand math is often key to achieving clarity. But with 6 out of 10 high schoolers not being proficient at math, students could be at a great disadvantage. Mathnasium helps students reach their potential to understand and even enjoy math, whether they're starting out far behind or already doing well. Using a customized one-on-one approach, Mathnasium educates and inspires students, helping them develop number sense, math fluency, and confidence that equips them for success in school and for the rest of their lives. Mathnasium also provides homework help so students can better understand and finish it successfully on their own, freeing you up to focus on other aspects of parenting. Give your child a life-changing math learning experience. Contact one of the Mathnasium centers listed on the Patriots advertiser page at am1280thepatriot.com and receive $50 off your enrollment. Mathnasium, changing lives through math.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot Minneapolis.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network.
I love a rainy night.
One final segment this hour with me, Brad Carlson.
Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. I did want to get to this story. We only got about 10 minutes this final segment, but I did want to get to this story here. Ed Morrissey, North Alliance Radio Network alum, talked about this last week at hotair.com. And like I said, in the headline, you know, Hot Air always has very entertaining headlines. And this one, Ed kind of mocks CBS. We interrupt our pause to inform you that the Hunter laptop is totes authentic, you know. I'll take headlines from October 2020 for 100, Mayim. Mayim Bialik, she's still hosting Jeopardy? I guess so, according to Ed. More than 2 years after the New York Post reported on the laptop Hunter Biden left at a repair shop, and more than 2 years after at least one figure within the files corroborated its authenticity, CBS News has finally concluded that it's real and it's spectacular. Maybe this was yet another pause for CBS News, eh? No offense to Catherine Herridge, who does excellent work on National Security Beat, but these are leftovers, and ancient at that. This story should have run a couple of years ago when the New York Post first reported on the laptop and had outside experts do precisely what CBS News finally got around to doing now. Herridge doesn't mention that in her report. Nor does she mention the fact that other outlets had long since reported exactly what CBS News purports to reveal here. Even among the mainstream media, this is nothing new. The New York Times reported 8 months ago that the Department of Justice had authenticated the laptop data. The Washington Post followed up 2 weeks later to report the same thing. The Department of Justice's long investigation into Hunter Biden on the basis of the laptop would implicitly prove the authenticity of the data anyways. If it was fake, the DOJ would have long ago closed out their probes. This looks more like a cleanup for CBS News, especially after its ridiculous and virtue-signaling pause on Twitter over the weekend. CBS News helped suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story and its obvious implications of corruption in October 2020, promoting Biden's claims that it was Russian disinformation rather than seriously look at the data and the efforts of others, notably Tony Bobulinski, to make people aware that the data was authentic. This weekend, CBS News offered a sneering and hypocritical pose about concerns over disinformation on Twitter, and now they want people to overlook their 25-month pause on objective reporting on Biden Inc.'s corruption. So this is something that I was talking about when I heard this, because I couldn't help but think there was literally 51, and there could have been more since then, but within a week of this laptop being reported on by the New York Post. Again, the New York Post isn't some fledgling rag. They've been around since 1801. And yet a story that they publish in their newspaper was actively suppressed as Russian disinformation, actively suppressed on Facebook, on Twitter. The New York Post Twitter account was locked out until, I think, after the presidential election in 2020. And anybody who tried to share that story had their Twitter account nuked. But within a week of this story coming out, 51 former CIA agents, part of the intelligence community, DOJ, whatever, 51 signed on to a letter dismissing this as Russian disinformation. Now that we know that that is complete bullpucky, I got to be careful, bullpucky. Is anybody being held to account? Has anybody been asked to show their work, say, hey, you former CIA agent, you signed on to this letter saying that this was Russian disinformation. What was your source for that? What was your rationale for that? But no one's made to answer for this. And I do have a sound clip that just kind of bring back some memories, or if you want to get your blood boiling, various news talking heads. You had Joe Scarborough at MSNBC, Brian Stelter, now formerly of CNN. You've also had some former intelligence agencies quoted in this piece or heard being quoted in this piece. You even had Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes interviewing the president of the United States, President Trump. He brings this up about how Biden was under scandal, and Leslie Stahl laughs at him and dismisses him. This is 60 Minutes. This is the stuff they live for, investigative journalism, and just dismissed it out of hand. So this is a montage of various media talking heads and whomever else dismissing the authenticity of the Biden laptop. Again, this came out just before the presidential election back in 2020, just before the first presidential debate. These are various talking heads. And listen to how foolish and awful this sounds in hindsight. Cut number two.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden.
This is really one of the stupidest October surprises I've ever seen.
It helps to really view this as storytelling, not so much as news coverage, but as political entertainment.
NPR explained, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories.
Who even thought to make that story up?
It's a story that many intelligence experts say has all the hallmarks of a foreign interference campaign.
It looks like it's tied to Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
This is a Russian intelligence disinformation campaign. It's a
foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Russian intelligence.
Rudy Giuliani was not fed passively Russian disinformation. He ordered it off the menu.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
And he's in the midst of a scandal.
He's not.
And he's taking...
He's
of course
not.
He is,
no.
Leslie.
We should note Hunter Biden isn't running for president. That argument has been debunked.
There is no evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
It just lacks credibility.
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you.
Character matters. It matters.
That was Van Jones.
The truth matters.
After Biden won, Van Jones.
Being a good person matters.
Really?
What? I'm crying.
So, yeah, that was Van Jones, a sniveling weasel that he is after Joe Biden clinched the presidency in 2020. You get character matters. Really? That's what we're going with, huh? So, anyhow. Yeah, it's just despicable to look back on that. Look, I'm no Trump apologist. Yeah, I voted for him in 2020, but his behavior in the aftermath of his election loss, and he did lose, I was done with him, and I am done with him. Not voting for him this time around if he ever appears in my ballot. But to be summarily dismissed by Leslie Stahl. Come on, President, but he's not involved in a scandal. Well, why? Kind of an interesting suggestion. Why don't you do some investigative journalism and make Trump even look that much more foolish? Show your work, lay it out. You know why none of them did it? Because they were afraid of what they might find. Because this isn't anything new to a lot of these people that have been around media. I mean, you heard some of the voices in there, Joe Scarborough and Brian Williams and also some folks from NPR, Leslie Stahl. These people have been around a long time. They remember Joe Biden and remember that, to be charitable, had kind of a casual relationship with the truth. Let's not forget, Joe Biden was drummed out of the 1988 presidential race because he flat out lied about his college records and plagiarized speeches from people like Robert F. Kennedy and Neil Kinnock, who was part of the Labour Party in Britain. So they are familiar with someone like Joe Biden and know that. And there, it's always kind of been an open secret that, this guy has maybe been involved with some shady stuff, but they were willing to overlook it because, you know, he put Barack Obama, he was kind of the gravitas for Barack Obama when Barack Obama was this green presidential candidate and you get a bare-knuckle brawler veteran like Joe Biden to join the ticket and do the dirty work for Barack Obama so he doesn't look like such a bad guy. So they were willing to overlook a lot of Joe Biden's shortcomings. So that's to me is what still rankles me more than anything. How are these former intelligence officials just allowed to sign on to an official letter dismisses Russian disinformation with zero evidence? And now that MSM outlets like the New York Times and the Washington Post and CBS News are all saying, yeah, the laptop is totally real. Have they gone back and asked for a comment from these intelligence officials? Because I'd love to hear an explanation for that. Just absolutely infuriating. But I would say better late than never, but damage has already been done, unfortunately. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming back in mere moments. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. With me, Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another hour on the broadcast. Go nowhere. Closing time.
Turn. Yellowstone, television's number one show, is back on Paramount Network.
I, John Dutton, do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the state of Montana against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Featuring an all-star cast led by Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
The invasion is over.
They will fight you dirty.
Is there any other way?
As the Dutton family fights to protect their legacy, they'll learn power has a price.
Signing this is a declaration of war.
We're already at war.
Yellowstone, new episodes Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Paramount Network.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free. Plus, get free activation. They offer a nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same towers as all three of the major carriers, so you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA 972 Patriot.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.